Welcome back to the Warren County Radio Bible School. When you hear that bell, go get your Bible and turn in your Bible for this lesson to Luke chapter 20. We'll be looking at events recorded in Luke chapter 20 and 21 in just a moment. The title of this lesson is Jesus Teaching in the Temple. It's a Sunday school lesson that is written for the Sunday of March the 4th, 1923, by E.A. Elam. And we're going to go back and see what Elam said about this particular event in his notes in just a moment. So get your Bible, turn to Luke chapter 20, and while you're doing that, I'll remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m., and all are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. We're studying today events in the history of Christ that took place in the week leading up to his crucifixion and then of his resurrection. Some have called this the most wonderful week in the history of the world. In our last lesson, we learned that when Jesus had spoken to the people, he went on before, going up to Jerusalem. And in their journey from Jericho, Jesus and those with whom he was traveling drew nigh unto Jerusalem and came to Bethpage, unto the Mount of Olives. John 12 in verse 1 says, Jesus, therefore, 6 days before the Passover came to Bethany. Mark and Luke say he came unto Bethpage and Bethany. These were villages close together on the eastern slope of the Mount of Olives and were about 2 miles out of Jerusalem. Bethpage is not mentioned elsewhere in the Bible. Jesus came to both places as they were on the road to Jerusalem, but he lodged at Bethany, the home of Lazarus, Mary and Martha. They made him a supper there, and Martha served him. And Lazarus was one of them that sat at meat with him. And it was there that Mary anointed him with precious ointment and wiped his feet with her hair, John 12, verses 1 through 3. And every evening he went forth out of the city, Mark 11, 19, to Bethany, and lodged there, Matthew 21:17, and while he was teaching in the temple, Luke 19:47-48. Jesus stopped at Bethany, and the multitudes went on to different lodging places. It is quite probable that Jesus reached Bethany on a Friday evening and rested that next day, the Saturday, because that was the seventh day of the week and a Sabbath day for the Jews, a day of rest, and that he made his triumphant entry into Jerusalem that next day, which would then be a Sunday. We read about that triumphant entry from Luke chapter 19, 29 through 38. It's recorded also by Matthew and by Mark, and I would like to read both of those accounts to you. These are familiar stories that you will love to hear again. Matthew chapter 21, verses 1 through 11, Matthew tells it this way. And when they drew nigh unto Jerusalem, and came into Bethpage, unto the Mount of Olives, then Jesus sent 2 disciples, saying to them, Go into the village that is over against you, and straightway ye shall find an ass tied in a colt with her. Loose them, and bring them to me. And if anyone say aught unto you, ye shall say, The Lord hath need of them. And straightway he will send them. Now this is come to pass, that it might be fulfilled what was spoken through the prophet, saying, Tell ye the daughter of Zion, Behold, thy king cometh unto thee, meek, and riding upon an ass, and upon a colt the foal of an ass. And the disciples went and did even as Jesus appointed them, and brought the ass and the colt, and put on them their garments, and he sat thereon. And the most part of the multitude spread their garments in the way, and others cut branches from the trees and spread them in the way. And the multitudes that went before him and that followed cried, saying, Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest! And when he was coming to Jerusalem, all the city was stirred, saying, Who is this? And the multitude said, This is the prophet Jesus from Nazareth of Galilee. Let me read that also to you as it is told by Mark. And we find this reading in Mark chapter 11, verses 1 through 10. And when they draw nigh unto Jerusalem, unto Bethpage and Bethany, at the Mount of Olives, he sendeth two of his disciples, and said unto them, Go your way into the village that is over against you, and straightway as you enter into it, ye shall find a colt tied, whereupon no man ever yet sat. Loose him and bring him. And if any one say unto you, Why do you this? Say ye, The Lord hath need of him. And straightway he will send them back hither. And they went away and found the colt tied at the door without in the open street, and they loosed him. And certain of them that stood there said unto them, What do ye, loosing the colt? And they said unto them, Even as Jesus had said, and they let them go. And they bring the colt unto Jesus, and cast on him their garments, and he sat upon him, and many spread their garments upon the way. And others branches which they had cut from the fields. And they that went before and they that followed cried, Hosanna! Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the kingdom that cometh, the kingdom of our father David. Hosanna in the highest. This is the beginning of the week before the death and resurrection of Jesus. The most eventful week in the history of the world. Let me describe to you some of the events that took place this week. Some of the most important events of the week are the supper in Simon's house and Mary anointing Jesus, the triumphant entry into Jerusalem in retirement to Bethany, cursing the barren fig tree, cleansing the temple, Jesus' discourses in the temple day after day, the parable of the father and the two sons, the wicked husbandman, of the wedding garment, and his answer to the Herodians in regard to the paying of tribute to Caesar, his reply to the Sadducees in regard to the resurrection, his reply to the Pharisees in regard to the great commandment, the widow's mite, the woes against the scribes and Pharisees and hypocrites, the destruction of Jerusalem and of the world, the parables of the 10 virgins, the talents, and the sheep and goats, all are events of the awful night before the crucifixion, all that transpired on the day of the crucifixion, and the resurrection and the appearance of Jesus. Very much of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John are required to relate all of these events. The lesson on the tribute money and the widow's two mites were taught in the midst of this week. The latter enforces liberality, and the former teaches the relationship of Christians to civil governments and their duties of God. A thoughtful and thorough study of the Scriptures on these most important duties is very necessary, and will prove most enlightening and helpful. We read in Matthew chapter 20 and verse 19 that the scribes and the chief priests sought to lay hands on him in that very hour, and they feared the people, for they perceived that he spake this parable unto them. Now, Jesus had just given the parable of the man in his vineyard who had destroyed the wicked husbandman, and had drawn the conclusion that the stone which the builders rejected had been made the head of the corner, and that every one that falleth on that stone shall be broken in pieces, but on whomsoever it shall fall, it will scatter them as dust. That parable is found in Luke chapter 20, 9 through 18. The Jews perceived that Jesus spoke this parable against themselves. No wonder they said, God forbid. The chief priests, the scribes, and the elders, and the leaders, and the rulers, feeling the force of Jesus' teaching against themselves, sought to kill him. But they feared the multitude, who were astonished at his teaching. Mark 11 and verse 18. But they left him, Mark 12:12, for a while, and sent a delegation of Pharisees and Herodians, that they might ensnare him in his talk, Matthew 21:16. This was a plot, for they took counsel how they might do this. This verse calls them spies, who were pretending to be righteous. The Herodians were a Jewish political party, rather than a religious sect, that adhered to the Herods and favored the Roman rule, and therefore the payment of tribute to Caesar. In order to condemn Jesus, the Pharisees joined in with the Herodians. The Herodians were sent purposely to hear Jesus answer the question of paying tribute to Caesar. They would then deliver him to the authorities of the governor and have him punished if need be. There are Christians today who are familiar with such tactics as these. We read in Matthew chapter 20, verses 20 and 21, that they watched him and sent forth spies who feigned themselves to be righteous, that they might take hold of his speech so as to deliver him unto the rule and to the authority of the governor. And they asked him, saying, Teacher, we know that thou sayest and teachest rightly, and accepteth not the persons of any man, but of a truth against righteousness. Do you teach the way of God? Let's go back and read the notes here. It says that they left him a while and sent a delegation of Pharisees and Herodians to ensnare him in his talk. And they went to Jesus with flattery and falsehood, thinking they would deceive him. But they were the ones deceived. They said, Teacher, we know that thou sayest rightly, and accepteth not the person of any, but of a truth teachest the way of God. This much was true, but Jesus perceived their craftiness. In Luke chapter 20 and verse 22, they asked their loaded question, Is it lawful for us to give tribute unto Caesar or not? Should Jesus say not to pay tribute to Caesar, he would incur the displeasure of the Herodians and would be accused of rebellion against the Roman authorities. Should he say pay tribute to Caesar, then he would bring him into disfavor with the multitudes who held him as a prophet and who stood in the way of his destruction by the scribes and Pharisees. They urged him to answer, saying, Shall we give or shall we not give? Mark 12 and verse 15. They could see but one of two answers, yes or no, and it would serve their wicked purpose for Jesus to answer either one. But in the answer Jesus gave surprised them. It is found in Luke chapter 20. Beginning in verse 23, he perceived their craftiness and said unto them, Show me a denarius. Whose image and subscription hath it? And they said, Caesar's. He said unto them, Then render unto Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and unto God the things that were of God. Well, Jesus was exposing their wickedness, and he was showing that they were trying to make a trial of him, and he was calling them the hypocrites. He first wanted them to know that he saw their deceit and understood their wicked plot. And then as he answered such test questions, he answered in a way in which the questioners were not expecting and which forever put them to silence.